You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
And what about the faculty dinners, Mr. Parker? I plan those from soup to nuts to dental floss. Well, it isn't part of my job, but I've never asked for an extra penny. I don't want to forget that. I better write it down.
Mrs. Garrett, am I interrupting anything important?
Yes.
Oh, good. I knew you'd want to hear my news. Yours truly has been asked to hostess the art club luncheon.
Not now,
of
Blair.
Of course I can handle it, Mrs. Garrett. But I am going to need a teensy-weensy bit of help.
How teensy?
I just need you to do a few minor things. Fold a few napkins, arrange a few flowers, stuff a few capons.
Oh, you mean set the table, decorate, and cook. Blair, I'm in the middle of something.
Mrs. Garrett, hostessing this art club luncheon is an honor and a responsibility.
Yes, it's an honor for you and a responsibility for me.
I know. But all they really want from me is my charm, and can you blame them?
Mrs. G, my bike's got a flat, and there's this great tire sale at Retread City. You think you could drive me to town?
Oh, not now, Joe. I gotta go see Mr. Parker about a problem that's come up.
Oh, come on, Mr. Parker can wait.
Maybe he can, but I can't. I have an art club luncheon to plan.
Well,
Mrs. Garrett, what should I serve with the capons, wild rice, and petit pois?
A stomach pump.
Town by now.
What is Sorry to interrupt, but I'm on deadline. Mrs. Garrett, I need your help.
Natalie, I'm on my way out.
Just a sec. Which editorial is more relevant? Are nice girls obsolete or gym suits? Why bother?
Mrs. Garrett, please, could I borrow you for a minute?
Tootie, I can't right now.
How's your baked Alaska?
Fine, how's yours?
Or maybe Cherry's Jubilee.
Would you give me a break? We could have been to the tie sale and back by now.
Mrs. Garrett, please. I have to pin this for home at class. It'll only take a second.
Oh, Tootie, you'll have to find another dummy. I'm in the middle of something, and I have to see Mr. Parker.
And I'm on deadline. I need Mrs. Garrett's ear.
Well, you can have her ear. All I want is her left side. Come on.
Girl.
I'm not being selfish, Natalie.
I'm leaving now. And I'm taking all my parts with me.
Tootie, you just have to wait your turn.
If we're taking numbers, I was here first.
Well, no, you weren't. I was. And even if I wasn't, my problem's the only serious one.
Who cares about your half-baked Alaska? This is a once-a-year tire sale.
Doesn't anyone understand the meaning of the word deadline?
Mrs. Garrett, please, just let me...
She's gone. Where'd she go?
I don't know. Did she have something to do?
She didn't say anything about it to me.
I don't want to say anything. But disappearing like that borders on rude.
And another thing I want to mention, Mr. Parker, the award banquets. I already mentioned those. Oh, just a minute. The faculty banquets. As you know, I planned those, and I think they go very well. I mean... Nobody died.
Edna, please, don't grubble.
I'm sorry.
Edna, do you know what I think of when I think of you?
No.
I think feisty. Yes. To me, Edna Garrett and feisty are synonymous. Now, you want a raise, don't you? Oh. Well, you deserve more money. You're worth more money. And as a member of the Eastland family, you're entitled to more money, but... Edna, come on. Give me some feist.
I deserve a raise. I've earned it. And as part of the Eastland family, I'm entitled to it.
Oh, I can't tell you how good it is to see that flash in your eyes.
Then I get the money.
No. The budget's already been made up and you got your cost of living raise.
That raise only covers the cost of living if you don't do any.
Edna, you're pushing.
No, I'm feisting. Mr. Parker, this is not just a frivolous request. I received this in the mail today. I worked for that company a long time ago. I thought I'd build up a nice little pension fund. As you can see, they've gone bankrupt.
Well, good Lord, Edna. They've lost everything, even your pension fund.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a large portion of my nest egg for when I retired.
Well, this must have come as a terrible shock to you.
Yeah. That's why I have to hatch another egg.
I understand. I wish I could help you, but Edna, my hands are tied. The board of directors won't let me spend one more penny.
Oh, but my future has taken a turn for the desperate.
Hang tough, Edna. You'll come up with something. You always do.
What do I do if I don't?
Excuse me, Princess Diana, but do you think you could give us a hand here?
In a minute.
What are you doing with that cookbook?
I have to find a recipe for stuffed capons. Does anyone know how this thing works?
It's a cookbook, Blair.
I know that. I'm trying to find out how to make capons.
Look under poultry. Roasted capons. Now, for stuffing, you look under... under...
Wait, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Stuffing, Blair! You look under stuffing! Who doesn't know that?
How do you get through life? It's not my fault. I have to handle this art club luncheon all by myself. Mrs. Garrett isn't helping.
Why don't you just go to Kentucky Colonel? I mean, who's gonna know? A chicken is a chicken.
They're capons.
What's the difference?
Breeding.
And $1.79 a pound.
If Mrs. Garrett doesn't get down here soon, we'll be eating our dinner for breakfast.
Well, I don't want to be out there when those girls show up and there's nothing in that steam tray but steam.
If those savages don't get food, they'll tear us limb from limb.
The roast is done.
How can you tell?
It smells done.
What does done smell like?
Burnt.
Well, it's done. Where's Mrs. Garrett?
Who knows? She hasn't been anywhere she's supposed to be lately.
I know. Okay, last night I needed her to proofread my history report, and I couldn't find her.
You're lucky. This morning I found her. I asked her to Scotch guard my white skirt. She just looked at me and went, I took that as a no.
Yeah, she's really been out of it lately. I'm telling you, we could all turn punk and she wouldn't notice it.
So then I asked her if I should machine wash my angora. And she looked at me and went, ah. I took that as a yes. I can't believe what she did to me. You should see my sweater. Every time I wear it, it looks like I have a wet cat on my shoulder.
Tootie, turn off the buzzer.
I guess that means it's done.
It's tough enough. I'll use it as a spare tire for my bike. Thanks to Mrs. Garrett, I missed the sale at Retread City.
Far be it from me to pass judgment on people. But lately, our sensitive and giving Mrs. Garrett isn't.
Maybe she's just having a bad day.
Fine. What's her excuse for yesterday?
And the day before. And the day before that.
Biscuits. I gotta take out the biscuits. I just lay down for a few minutes. Funny how you lose track of time when you're asleep. Oh, I hope these biscuits defrost for dinner. I've got to get the salad started.
Have you figured out how we're going to get into that Brooke Shields movie tonight? It's R-rated.
I think so.
We'll need a responsible adult to take us.
Judy, will you go in the refrigerator and get out the applesauce?
Sure.
Natalie, help me shred.
Sure. So what do you say? Will you take us to the movies?
Mrs. Garrett, I don't see it.
Oh, it's on the bottom shelf on the left.
That's okay, Mrs. Garrett. Take your time. Think about it.
Mrs. Garrett, I looked on the bottom shelf on the left. It's not in there.
It's there.
It is not. You want to come see for yourself? See, Mrs. Garrett, I told her it wasn't in there. that bottom shelf on the left.
Blair, forget it.
What are we talking about, really? Six little birds and a bowl of stuffing.
I'm not sticking my hand into a dead chicken.
Dead capon, dead capon. How many times do I have to tell you?
Girls, please.
So have you thought about it enough, Mrs. Garrett?
About what?
The movie. Will you take us to the movies?
A movie? No.
Another no.
Mrs. Garrett, do you believe her? Will you tell her what she can do with her stuffing?
I already have. Oh, these biscuits are never going to defrost on their own. There's a burnt log in my oven. Oh, no! Why didn't the timer go off?
It did. You were upstairs.
Why didn't you girls turn it off?
We did.
Not the alarm, the oven!
Mrs. Garrett, there's something to be learned here.
Oh? What's that, Blair?
I feel like that roast.
Tough and shriveled.
Neglected. This roast is symptomatic of a much larger problem. You weren't there for it, and you haven't been there for us.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
You're a wonderful person, Mrs. Garrett, but face it, you let us down.
I what?
But we're willing to give you another chance.
Oh, gee, kids, thanks.
Mrs. Garrett, you just don't understand what's going on here. We've got a lot of problems, and lately you just haven't been sensitive to them.
Oh, that's it. That's enough. I've had it. Can't you girls speak in anything but the first person? My party, my motorcycle, my problem. Well, I've got news for you. The world does not revolve around you. No, believe it or not, when you leave a room, life does go on.
We know that.
No, you don't. When are you going to realize that other people have lives of their own and problems, too? Even me. That I'm not just your problem solver, your nursemaid. Well, you got to start taking care of yourselves, because I won't do it anymore. I just can't.
Boy.
Have you ever seen Mrs. Garrett so upset?
I don't think so. I would have remembered.
What'd we do?
It couldn't have been us. She must have some kind of problem in her life.
Who knew she had problems?
Who knew she had a life?
I thought we were her life.
All right, she's got a problem. But does she have to take it out on us?
Yeah, she should watch it. That temper of hers could get her into trouble.
How do you like that crack about being our nursemaid?
If I were forced to put a name on it, I'd have to say she was downright insulting.
Wait a minute, guys. Maybe she's sick or something.
No. Yeah. You think so?
I mean, have you seen any strange medicine bottles around?
I don't think so.
Do you think?
She could be seriously ill.
Girls, I'd like to say I'm sorry I blew up at you.
That's okay, Mrs. Garrett. We know you didn't mean what you said.
Oh, I did. Just didn't want to say it so loudly.
Mrs. Garrett, are you going to die?
Well, honey, we're all going to die. But I don't have any immediate plans.
Then why are you in such a bad mood?
I know, girls. I've been cranky, irritable, and tired lately.
Who noticed?
There's a reason for it. See, I've been working nights.
You're kidding. Doing what?
I'm night manager at the Howard Johnson restaurant out on the highway.
Why on earth would you take a night job?
Well, I had what the government calls a monetary crisis. Now, after 3 nights, I'm having a sleep crisis.
Well, that explains a lot. I know when I don't catch enough Z's, I'm crankier than you are.
Cranky? You're downright ugly.
Girls, you don't understand. You see, I... come on, let's get dinner ready, huh?
Mrs. Garrett, I'm afraid you're overtaxing yourself.
I know. I don't think I can keep up this pace much longer.
Let's face it. You're just gonna have to give up that other job.
Or this one.
Or this one? What does she mean, or this one?
She's just tired.
She wouldn't leave us.
She can't do that.
Well, we just won't let her. Well, what are we supposed to do? Chain her to the sink?
No.
We'll just have to make her life easier for her, that's all.
How's the oatmeal?
Almost ready. Hot trays in place. Juice
squoze.
Grapefruits?
Please, I'm concentrating.
Joe, how are the eggs?
All mashed.
You two do the toast. I'll take care of the eggs. Joe, you do the bacon. You're good with grease.
Thank you.
Would you look at us?
It's like Santa's workshop in here. Busy, busy, busy. My mother would be in shock.
Who would have thought we could work together in such perfect harmony?
I guess it took Mrs. Garrett's crisis to bring us together.
Yeah. How much longer are we going to have to keep up this act?
Look, do you want Mrs. Garrett to stay or don't you?
Yeah. I just didn't think it was going to be this hard.
Yeah, my hands are turning red from the cherry juice.
Stop complaining. I lost 2 fingernails in the oatmeal.
Well, I'm having fun.
Well, I mean, it's worth it if it'll get Mrs. Garrett to stay.
Yeah, we don't want to break in anybody new.
I don't even want to consider that possibility. We'll just have to keep this up until she's over her little problem. Then everything will be back to normal.
Oh, it's late. I'm sorry I overslept. Let's get cracking. Blair, get down the oatmeal.
It's ready, Mrs. Garrett.
What?
I put in a box of raisins so if the girls bite down on something hard, they won't know it's a lump.
Wonderful. I'll get the eggs started.
No, relax, Mrs. G. I've taken care of it.
Hey, well, the bacon.
On the grill.
And the grapefruits are finished. Cherries in the middle, just the way you do them. And section, too.
We did it all for you.
Hey, girls. Hey. I don't know what to say.
I think we went too far. Maybe I shouldn't have sectioned the grapefruit.
Mrs. Garrett, we know what you're feeling.
No, you don't.
We do. You think we're wonderful, and you're right.
Girls, I...
Mrs. G, you don't have to say thank you. You don't have to say anything.
Just say you're staying.
I can't.
She is too moved to talk.
Edna. Edna, what is this?
Looks like a kiddie menu from Howard Johnson's.
It is a kiddie menu from Howard Johnson's with something scribbled on it.
It's my resignation. I was tired. It was late. I grabbed the closest thing.
Your resignation? What do you mean?
I mean, I have to pack up my things and leave.
You can't leave.
Of course you can't. We need you. Who would handle the alumni dinners? Who would handle the class picnics?
Who'd handle us?
Well, you'll have to take care of yourselves because I can't hang on to 2 jobs. I can't keep up with that pace.
Well, that's gratitude for you. I got up an hour early. I didn't even set my hair.
I mashed eggs and fried bacon. I even took orders from her and you're leaving?
Doesn't sectioned grapefruit mean anything to you?
I don't believe what I'm hearing. I'm back to square one with you girls.
Mrs. Garrett, we're doing the best we can.
Edna, now listen to these girls. Listen to them. They'd do anything for you. They need you. They'd be lost without you. Edna, look. Look at these faces.
The man makes sense.
Mr. Parker, I don't want to leave.
Well, then don't leave.
I have to.
Why?
Because they'll pay me $400 a month more than you do. That's a real chance for a little security.
But, Edna, this is your home. You've got your beautiful room. You've got your beautiful view, your privacy.
Privacy? What privacy?
All right, but you still have your beautiful room.
Yes, and what's going to happen to my beautiful room when I retire?
Retire? That's a long way off.
Oh, yeah, to you girls, summer vacation is a long way off. Look, the money I put away for my future is gone. I won't have enough to live on. If I don't earn more money now, I'll end up sleeping on a park bench.
Edna, you're scaring the girls. She's just being dramatic.
I'm not being dramatic. I'm being realistic. Girls, you cannot go through life thinking today is forever. What's happening to me could happen to anyone. After a lifetime of hard work. Well, I just don't want to end up eating dog food.
Dog food? Really?
We don't even serve that to our dogs.
She still is being dramatic, isn't she?
No.
Mrs. Garrett, I can help you. I really can. We've got this real nice compound behind Daddy's summer ranch in Texas. The cook lives there, and my old nanny, and a couple of real nice ranch hands. We've got a swimming pool and a rec hall. You'll fit in just fine. Daddy'll never notice. Is she crazy? Just trying to be helpful.
I know you are, Blair. But I've always made my own way in the world. I don't want to live off anyone.
I know exactly how you feel. I don't want to lean on anybody either.
I guess $400 a month would make a big difference.
Yeah.
Mrs. Garrett, take the other job. We don't want you to eat dog food.
Edna, you're not leaving.
Mr. Parker, that's selfish.
And we're experts on that.
Tootie, let's get a newspaper. Mrs. Garrett's got to find an apartment.
Come on now, we'll get Mrs. G's suitcases out of the basement.
Oh, wait a minute. Didn't anybody listen to me? I just said she is not leaving.
Are you going to give her a hard time?
No, not her. The board of directors. Now, we do a lot of talking about being a family around here. Well, it's time we put our money where our mouth is.
And what if they won't give her a raise?
Well, then they'll find two resignations on their desk, and mine won't be on a kitty menu.
Mr. Parker, would you really do that?
Just watch me.
Mr. Parker. I never knew you had such feist.
Maybe it's contagious. Well, excuse me, I have a few phone calls to make.
Hey, listen, you know, if they give you any trouble, I know a couple of guys in the city who could come up and convince them for you. For a small fee.